USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Two political action committees founded by Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's top aide funneled over $1 million in political donations into two of his own private companies. That's according to a complaint that was filed with the FEC on Monday. The cash transfers from the PACs run counter to AOC's pledges to increase transparency and reduce the influence of dark money in politics. Regarding these allegations, AOC tells Fox News,
"There is no violation, so there's no violation."
President Trump plans to visit Alabama Friday after Sunday's deadly tornadoes. Lee County, Alabama Sheriff Jay Jones says they're continuing to search for those missing.
It is hoped that we will begin transitioning rather from a search and rescue to a recovery status.
At least 23 people have died and around 10 are missing. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
A London patient might be the second to be cured of HIV. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
An HIV-positive man's becoming the second known person to be cleared of the AIDS virus. Doctors say the man from London has been virus-free for 3 years after receiving a bone marrow transplant from an HIV-resistant donor and 18 months after coming off antiretroviral drugs. Doctors say highly sensitive tests have revealed there's no measurable trace of the virus in the man's body, though doctors caution the patient is functionally cured and in remission, but they say it's still too early to confirm that he's cured for good.
Today is Mardi Gras, also known as Fat Tuesday. Now, Mardi Gras marks the end of the celebratory season and the events that lead up to Ash Wednesday, which starts tomorrow. Over 70 different parades are taking place in New Orleans, and food, tradition, costumes, all a part of the festivities on Fat Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A growing number of counties in at least four states are declaring themselves Second Amendment sanctuaries, refusing to enforce gun control laws that they consider to be infringements on the U.S. constitutional right to keep and bear arms. One of those sheriffs is Cibola County, New Mexico Sheriff Tony Mace. He joins Fox News and explains his position.
Well, you know, we swore an oath to defend and support the Constitution and protect our citizens. And, you know, we want to protect their Second Amendment rights. We want to preserve those rights within our respective communities across the state. And with some of these pieces of legislation, we've not just in violation of the Second Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, and the Fifth Amendment. And we figured, you know, there's these sanctuary status or preservation status will help us protect our constituents' individual rights within our communities.
Mace next explains why he's not a fan of universal background checks.
So that particular piece of legislation, the universal background check, will impact our shooting sports, our youth shooting sports. It'll impact the concealed carry classes that instructors teach across the state, because a transfer is a transfer. And in New Mexico, we don't have the mechanism in place to be able to follow those background checks. Even if they're purchased from a federal firearms license dealer under the 1984 Firearms Protection Act, that paperwork's destroyed after 30 days. So as a state law enforcement, we don't have any way to track those transfers.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.